His biological notions of race evidently found their origins in Joseph Arthur de Gobineau, the French 19th-century man of letters, an early exponent of racial theory, and a tradition of latter-day racist philosophers. Hitler believed that the purity of the Germanic Aryan race had been compromised through a blending process. The task ahead was to encourage and preserve uncontaminated stocks of Aryan blood. By 1925, as he completed his political testament Mein Kampf, the racist epithets of Teutonic supremacy were giving way to a vulgarized version of geopolitics, the Lebensraum, the quest for living space, allied to pseudoscientific quasi-medical imagery. Jews were invaders, undermining the integrity of the German organism. Bacilli, cancers, gangrene, tumors, abscesses. His political program was seen in terms of cures, surgery, purgings, and antidotes. Such ideas, culled from the so-called discipline of racial hygiene, saw the German Volk as a patient, the Jew as a sickness, and Hitler as the beneficent physician. By the mid-1930s, the co-founder of the Nazi Physicians League, Kurt Klarer, talked of the decomposing influence of Jewry. The race laws of 1935 were underpinned by images of immunity and calls for radical therapy, the cauterizing of the tumor. By 1940, Hitler was seen as the great healer.